Well, before we start perhaps another series, I thought I'd just tell you about an experience this morning. In the kitchen. Right. Kitchen objects, larger objects that you find in the kitchen. Any ideas what large object I actually have in mind? Okay.
Missy the cat.
Not the cat. Rather a large object, true. Trying to cut his rations down a bit. There we are. James. The... Bigger than a saucepan, but thank you for that one. Going up again. Coming nearer to it. Could have been that, but it wasn't that. But in the air, you're in the zone. This sort of stuff. The oven. Could have been that. Wasn't that. Dishwasher. Think dishwasher. Right, okay, there we are. Look, and there's the evidence. Oh, there we are. One of those there. So anyway, fetch it out. Ah. Oh. Disappointment. Do you get this sometimes? Disappointment. Not a very good run this time. Plates not clean properly there. Sad. Have to wash those up again. For all the detergent and all the washing, whatever the thing does in there, when it whirs and grinds and clunks and swishes, it didn't quite manage to do the job for us this time. At least some parts were okay, other parts weren't for whatever reason. Anyway, well, there we are. Couldn't quite do the job. Couldn't quite clean up all our plates as we would have wished. And really, for us, sinners by birth, that's what we are, there are some things that are never quite going to wash us clean. They're not going to work. We're not going to be able to get to the heart of the issue. Bit of religion, bit of this, bit of church here, bit of that there. People think, that will do it. That will get me right so that when, they may believe in a God, true, when I meet with him, everything's going to be absolutely fine. I'll appear just so, sparkling clean. Not so. Stains around the edge here. That's ingrained there. This hasn't come out well at all. You might have thought, well, it's better than some, isn't it? Well, it may be better than some, but it's not good enough for God. Only one person is a person, isn't it? We know that, that can clean us from our sin, that can make us appear, well, better than anything Finnish or any other Powerball, whatever else you put in there could achieve. Only the Lord Jesus can bring that full deliverance from sin and its stain and its guilt and its power. He is able to deal with us thoroughly. And he's not religion, he's a person. God himself, God's own son, who died on the cross, a real thing, a real event, a real resurrection that followed it. Not an idea, not some concept or notion, not an exam you sit and you sort of get a grade in it or whatever else. It's a relationship with a person, isn't it? And he has the power to deal with us, to deal with our heart, to deal with all that stands between us and God, the filth that collects on us in our minds, in our hearts, the wickedness that sadly is what we are by human nature prone to and full of, gone completely through the blood of Christ. So just a little lesson from the kitchen this morning, and there are 19 lessons I'm sure that any of us could draw there, various things that we see or things we come across. That was just one this morning. So let's sing about the Lord Jesus, number 609, More About Jesus Would I Know.